consolidator of media properties. Lobodyne is a consolidator of media properties. Consolidator. Consolidator.
Oh, no!
Lobodyne's a consolidator of media properties and data retrieval with a focus in fiber optic content provision. It's basically a synergy of web-based and platform-based Unix-driven delivery systems. Okay, I made that last part up.
We spent months on this trip. I just assumed that you knew you needed a passport to get into Russia. But if I should have told you, then I'm really sorry, Mr. Fairbanks. My fault the airport security strip searched you, Mr. Fairbanks. I mean, maybe you shouldn't have made that joke, you know?
On fire.
You know what I'm going to do for you? I'm going to load you up.
Blanca, can you make this little man something to eat?
Oh. Che quiero comer, hijo?
Leche, chocolate, macaroni con queso, un cucur.
You sure about this?
The trainer said it's just a minor annoyance. Said it just reminds him to be a little less vocal. Joe? Got a new car?
It's a new Mercedes S500. You can only special order these from Germany.
How's it run?
Well, it's a Mercedes. Check this out. Mercedes, on.
Yeah, well, watch this. Beamer, sit. Stay. Play dead. Good boy.
That's cute, Dick. Mercedes off.
That certain departments have begun to run into situations. Situations.
The big boys want to see you upstairs.
Which floor? 20th? 26th? 32nd?
Not the 51st!
Yes! Congratulations, Mr. Harper.
Go ahead and wrap this up.
Okay.
How do I look?
Great.
Anything in my teeth?
No.
I need a paper bag.
Hey, Oz.
Dick. Morning.
It is, isn't it?
Yeah.
Sure is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, did you hear about Bill?
Oh, yeah, that's,
That's wild. Yeah. Yeah, I wonder who's going to take his place.
That's a big mystery.
Yeah. You getting off?
Not this time, Oz.
Son of a bitch!
I believe I can fly. I believe I can touch the sky. Every night and every cloudy day, spread my wings and fly away. I believe I can soar. Catch me going through that open door. I believe I can fly.
I believe.
Ah!
Harper, and I'm here to see Jack McAllister.
Oh, well, that's him now. Sorry. He had to step out.
Dick! Damn glad to finally see you up here. Hey, man. Frank Bascom, CFO.
Nice to meet you, Frank.
Nice to meet you.
Wow.
Listen, Dick. Jack's very sorry that he couldn't be here to congratulate you.
Oh.
Well, I'm becoming the new VP of communication.
Wow. Holy, thank you.
But, also, he wanted to invite you to his house for an orientation meeting on Monday morning.
Oh.
Dick? Ann's got the address.
All right. Sure, I'll get that. Okay. Ann? And thank you, Frank.
Well, cool exit.
How do you like your eggs?
Ours is an age of unmeasured prosperity. Despite corrections and setbacks,
you know what?
Stock market.
You should quit your job.
Quit my job?
Yeah.
Well, do you even know what you're getting paid? I mean, I can't quit my job.
Well, not specifically, but Bob got VP last month. He's making 150 plus bonuses. Come on, you want to spend more time with Billy? Do it. Just do it. Do it.
But we must never become a winner take all society.
What? We should have sex on Saturday. I'll buy candles.
I'll pick up the new Starbucks sampler featuring Sade.
Oh, you idiot. That is going to be so wild.
Yeah, Mr. McAllister.
Dick.
Hey, call me Jack. Likewise.
With my name, Dick, I mean.
Ma'am. Dick Harper. Dick Harper. Dick Harper playing the harp. Harpo Marx playing the Jew's harp. D.H. D.H. You're my designated hitter. Dick Harper, I need you to step up into the batter's box and knock one clean out of the ballpark for me now.
God.
Yeah, you ever have a nickname?
It was Squirt. The Squirt. Something about how it's conceived. I don't know.
Well, we're going to think of something. Hey, you didn't have any trouble finding the place, did you?
Oh, no, Nick? Sir. By the way, what a absolutely beautiful home you have.
So then my lawyer says to her lawyer, if she thinks she's getting that yacht, that she's a little dingy. The point is, Dick, is that we need somebody who projects confidence in this position. Now, we've seen the way you handle yourself, and you've been a great cheerleader for this company. So we were thinking that, you go ahead and tell them.
No, you go ahead.
What's up, guys? Come on. Don't hold out on me here. What?
We want you to go on Money Life this afternoon and announce our quarterly projections.
Ooh.
You're the guy. You're the guy we have faith in. You can get our positive spin out there.
Right. Positive spin.
These are fickle times, Dick. We need to stick together as a team. Like my daddy always used to say.
Bye, you can count on me, sir. I mean, I can't tell you how happy I am.
Thank you. Hey, how were those eggs, Florentine?
Best I've ever had.
Good answer.
Culture meeting. kosher meal! How many times do I need to tell you? I don't need a kosher meal! I'm Episcopalian! No, you miss. You, no. You grow up.
Phyllis, can I talk to you for a minute? It's personal.
Wow. Never actually had makeup on.
I'm happy for you.
Hi.
Hi.
Where's Sam?
Ah, Washington.
Really?
These are your talking points. Oh. They were just faxed over. Oh. And Sam is on the line for you.
Oh, hey. Hello, Mr. Harper.
Hey, Sam. How you doing? Nice talking to you. I thought you were going to be here.
Me too. I hear it's beautiful out there.
Oh, that's the thing about...
Okay, Dick, we're on in five.
Oh, yep,
four,
sure.
Three, two...
Today we're talking with the new VP of Communications at Global Bank, Dick Harper. How you doing, Dick?
Just terrific, Sam. Thank you for asking. And so is Globadyne, by the way.
Ah. Now, Dick, tell me, what is the shareholder to make of the fact that Jack McAllister, your CEO, has unloaded a considerable share of his stocks?
I think CEOs sell their stocks for many reasons, Sam. Both professional and personal.
Actually, over the past year, Jack McAllister has sold 80% of his holdings through shell companies. How do you explain that?
The reasons for doing something like that would be... Oh, losing you there.
Hold on.
Reasons for doing something like that would be... could be many.
There's also talk of some of the Globaldyne portfolio documents being subpoenaed, specifically those of your CFO, Frank Bascom. And now, joining us with his insights is presidential hopeful Ralph Nader.
Really? Hi, Ralph. Big fan, love your stuff.
I wish I could say the same, but I don't know how you sleep at night, sir. I believe that corporations like Globaldyne pervert the American dream. They leverage our future, so the super rich get richer. You are a disgrace.
Ralph, I don't know where you're getting your statistics. I can only say that, in my estimation, Globadyne is completely transparent. And we'd be more than willing to share any and all documentation.
What is going on?
Somebody tell me what the heck is... Hey, there's a fire! Somebody should... Whoa! This can't be good. Hey, that's my ficus!
My ficus?
They're not even from this floor! Help! Security!
What's going on?
Oh, so Dick finally wants to know what's going on.
Frank?
Methinks somebody made a boo-boo. Maybe we didn't know how to use Quicken. Yeah, that could be it.
Frank, try to focus, okay? What's happening to Globadyne?
Globadyne?
Yeah. What happened, Frank?
We took our shifting losses.
Yeah.
And we put them into businesses.
Yeah.
That we actually own. And then the balance sheet, it showed profit. But actually, there was...
What the hell?
Oh, I want you to hit me.
Frank, let go of me now.
I want you to hit
Frank,
me.
Frank, let go. You're scaring
hit me.
Frank!
Come on! I have the 6,000 greatest partners a man could ask for.
Mr. McAllister?
I don't know what to tell you, buddy. We're just a cell in a much larger organism called the global economy. We companies have to die so that stronger companies can get stronger. It's just nature.
Nature?
What? You ever read Walden Pond? It's all in there. Hey, you send them a copy of the tape.
What about the other employees, sir?
Hey, they're going to be fine. Don't go there. This is America, the land of opportunity.
I don't know, sir. With all due respect, this doesn't feel right.
Step away from the rotors now, boys. They're going to chop your head clean off now.
in the right place, but it must have been the wrong time. I done said the right thing, but it must have used the wrong line. I've been in the bad place, and I wonder what it's good for.
Honey, I'm home.
Oh, and the vice president's home.
Oh.
I see you got them digging the hot tub.
I know. Yes, I called the guy. They came right out.
Wow. That almost never happens.
I know. We're just looking. Dinner's ready. Look at it.
Oh, my gosh.
Look.
Wow.
I did it, and it's perfect.
My gosh. I could feed a family of four.
Oh, I mean, I'm in my... Look at that.
Jeez.
Billy.
Oh, I'm surprised you left off the hooves. You know, before we get into that, I have some wonderful news.
Mama, quit her job. Yay!
I did. Isn't that great?
Oh, my gosh. That's incredible.
Oh, the timing of it. It was just beautiful, Dick. Oh, thank you. I just did it.
Oh, boy.
Oh, and now, you know what? I can spend so much more time with my little beautiful boy.
Yeah.
Now, what's your news, big Mr. VP?
I have something of an announcement to make.
It turns out that a very wonderful opportunity has just presented itself in the form of me not necessarily working at Globodyne anymore.
Were you fired?
I wasn't fired. Globodyne tanked.
Dick!
Fired.
What do you mean? How could that happen?
Hmm?
They just gave you a promotion.
There is nothing to worry about. I'm going to get my severance, money from my pension. We're fine. I am a winner.
Billy, tell your father he's a winner.
Papa is ganador.
See?
See.
Hey, our first day at home together.
Hey.
Let's have a big family breakfast.
Oh, gosh, honey, Billy's already gone to school. I gotta go meet him for that mommy need lunch thing. What are you gonna do? Are you gonna look for a job?
You know what? I think I might just take this day.
Great. I do. I think that you should. But listen, I gotta go. Pick up that thing, baby, I gotta go. Sorry. Okay, good. I'll see you later, baby.
Yeah.
Really.
Bye.
CFO Frank Bascom has been indicted on charges of fraud and money laundering. Lead investigators say all roads lead to Mr. Bascom, and no evidence has yet to link former CEO Jack McAllister to this growing scandal.
We've all had to make sacrifices. I sold my place in Jackson Hole. No, Martha's Vineyard.
Oh, shut up. Hey, bud.
Hey. Can't be that bad, can it, bud?
Oh,
you know it. So can I send you a resume? No, I got a terrific one here. You'll love it. Do you have a fax number? So, there are no new openings at this time. Right. And what about the near future? Uh-huh. Yeah, sure. I can stop calling. This afternoon. Okay, I'll be there. Bye. Hun?
Yeah?
I got an interview. Pyramid Tech. I was really starting to wonder there.
You buying?
Sure.
Harper?
Yeah?
Dick Harper!
Yeah.
You don't have to stand in this line. Come on with me.
Hey, Oz. Reject.
Son of a bitch!
Andale.
Vamos, terminamos pronto.
Okay, rip it out. Get out of here.
Hector, what's going on? What happened?
Your check go bouncy bounce. But it's okay. I heard what happened to your husband. Not everybody could afford landscaping like this, eh?
Hector, please.
I am sorry, Miss Jane.
Oh, no. This is all everything. It's all wrong. I want this out. Roll it all up. I ordered Kentucky bluegrass. This is green.
Dick Harper! What a stroke of luck!
Oh, jeez. I'm sorry. I don't remember where you know me from.
Oh, I don't know you. I just saw you spaz out Money Life. Oh, my God, that was great! Hey, some of the fellas like to meet you.
Hello, Dick.
I can't believe it's really
you.
Oh, my God, it's him.
Did you bring your statistics?
Hey, Dick, we have a little expression around here when someone makes a mistake. It's called pulling a dick.
Up high. Up high.
Have you seen Dick Harper's of Tool.com?
I love it. It's dynamite. Check it out.
I don't know where you're getting your statistics. Can we just get on with the job interview?
We couldn't hire you. We just want to take your picture. Okay, everybody, move it closer.
Right,
one, two, three.
Don't get there!
Hey, how'd it go?
Oh, not too bad. It was good practice. What are you doing?
Going through our finances. I'm not sure, but it seems that we may be in a little bit of a pickle, Dick.
Well, sure. Our financial bounce back has taken a little bit longer than expected, but, you know, that's natural.
Our lawn was repossessed today. I didn't even know they could do that. Now, I think that maybe it's time that you should start thinking about accepting something a little bit lower than a vice presidency.
No, it took me 15 years to get a VP ship. If I step back now, I'll lose everything I worked for. We're just going to have to suck it up for a couple of months.
In a couple of months, we'll be declaring bankruptcy.
Oh, come on.
Our savings. Look, our savings was in Globodyne stock. Jesus, and look,
Our pension was in Globodyne stock. Oh. Everything was in Globodyne stock.
Mom, the lawn is covered with dirt. It is so much fun. I have made a boy man.
Now Billy is looking at the glass half full. Hun, relax. We've got 600 grand.
Where?
We're standing in it. Our house.
Since Globodyne, the local property market crashed, Dick. If we sold our house today, we would actually owe the bank 150 grand.
I knew it. It was churning in my gut, and I didn't listen.
It would be okay.
But, you know?
You said that we could afford this house.
I know what I said.
And that we could take out a second mortgage so that we could put in the pool, we could redo the kitchen.
I said that.
All of that, and now we are on the verge of losing the house. If we lose the house, well, then Billy loses all sense of security. And later on, never be able to have a relationship. So he'd just spend his whole life just alone. Just there he'll be, just alone. Nobody with him, just like a bum.
Hun?
Like a...
Hun?
Yeah.
You need a paper bag?
You said everything was gonna be okay.
Mr. Dick, something wrong with the electricity.
Well, you're gonna do it. Be the best.
I'm Lucy, and I'll be your CarSmart training team leader. And I am so happy to welcome you to the CarSmart team. Now, we work hard here, but we play hard also. And I think we're all going to have a good time here. Because at CarSmart, we're more than a store. We're family. Now, before we get started, I'm going to need you all to piss in one of these cups.
Wow. Taking a little while.
Just relax. I've been married for 20 years. I know what it looks like. You want me to get you a cola?
It's just hard to do while you're standing there watching.
I could save my pee for $100. I've been off the pipe for 2 years. Thank you, Jesus.
Unfortunately, we don't have any positions available in Pilates or yoga, but we are looking for a Jeet Kune Do instructor.
Yes. I mean, that's, oh my, I thought, I didn't say that. I was born doing that.
Hi, welcome to CarSmart.
Watch.
I did.
Hi, welcome to CarSmart. Check out our makeup counter on aisle 12B.
Welcome to CarSmart. Check out our CDs. Garth Brooks on sale, aisle 51.
Welcome to CarSmart. Your local gun emporium. 42, hunting gear.
And the next thing I knew, I was wearing it. Oh, well, Jane?
Hey, Veronica.
Hi, how are you?
Good, good. I didn't know you worked out here.
Hello there, ma'am. Welcome to CarSmart. I hope you'll take a trip by the deli counter today for a complimentary cube of jalapeno cheddar.
I'm lactose intolerant. Where do you keep the cigarettes?
You heard a kroner? But I'm not sure that's a
good... You missed one.
I'll get it. Wait, ma'am. Welcome.
Here we go. Hi. My name's Jane, and I'll be your instructor here today for beginners, Jing Kung Pao. So let's just get right into it. Here we go. We're just going to loosen up a little bit. There we go. Yeah. There we go. And hold. And hit.
Excuse me.
Now I gotcha.
Get this. And touch. And touch. And step. And kick.
It burns.
I saw you eyeballing me when I came in the door. You were all up in my goodies.
You know something? I'm glad you fired me. How's a person supposed to survive and feed their family on that kind of a salary? It's a lease.
Why me, Lord?
I don't know why we think it's such a good idea.
But we're sorry we couldn't pay you. I mean, we have no money.
Oh, it's okay. Jorthon, it's very important to me. I would do anything for him if he retired.
In the meantime, thank you for letting us pay you in appliances.
Yeah.
That was worth love from
congratulations.
And the kindness you've shown.
Hey, think about this, hon. How many places you'll see on one tank of gas?
Lord, help me, Jesus. I've
you want me to drive?
Yeah.
So help me, Jesus. I know what I am. Now that I know that I've needed you, so help me, Jesus. My soul's in your hands.
Judas!
Try me, Lord. If you think there's a way that I can
live without it, I've lived without these things for thousands of years.
Well, there goes the box, man.
You can go to a bar. Let's go.
It's working anyway.
What are you doing with the television?
Oh, hi.
What I've been through myself.
You're going to say! My soul's in your hand.
Dick, what are we gonna do? We've run out of things to sell.
Well, there's always prostitution.
Dick.
I mean me. We just gotta look for more work, that's
there
all.
There is
that's
no
only
work,
choice,
Dick.
No matter how mean
there's 6,000 other people out of work. Vice presidents are working at Burger King.
It's gonna be fine. All we need is $400, and we're good for another month. This is just temporary.
Okay.
So stay calm. Okay. No panic!
Ah, damn.
Are you going to sit in the dirt hole all night long?
Come on, let's get
out. I'm starting to turn into a raisin anyway.
What's the matter? You look sad, retard.
Blanca. Call me Dick.
Well, Blanca, there's just no jobs out there.
Mira, I have a cousin who might be able to help you find some work. It's not much, but it's something.
Congratulations, Widow. You almost got that one. Now don't worry. There'll be more.
Be hot, and that thing is already starting to swell up like a balloon.
Is it noticeable?
No.
Just a little bit.
Did you see that?
We should report that guy.
Report him.
We should
must report him.
Let's report him.
I'm going for you. This is a new drug. In the same family of Botox, we don't expect any problems. Your check for $14 is waiting for you at the front desk, and we think you are all going to look beautiful. Okay. Now, if you can begin by just filling out those forms, those are insurance waivers, and then you'll find a list of various aspects of your face. Go ahead and check off anything that you think you might want to improve on just a little bit.
Are douches still wired?
No.
I'm screwed. Well, I think I'm gonna go, guys. Carlos, Eduardo, Gustavo.
Mucho gusto, Dick.
Pleasure talking in the last couple hours. Hey,
INS!
Hold it right here!
Whoa,
you're not going anywhere! Hold it right here!
Are you kidding me?
Let's see some papers.
Now,
let's see some papers.
Where's my wallet?
Papers.
Where's my wallet go?
This is papers.
No, no, I dropped my wallet. My wallet is
Oh, these are doozies. We got a Don Johnson, Elvis, and Opie Taylor.
Okay, Dick Harper, you're free to go. Let's go.
Dick Harper? That's me, Dick Harper.
Hey, that guy's not Dick Harper.
Hey.
Oh, Dick. You don't want problems, right?
You're making a serious mistake in judgment, sir. I am American.
You gotta work on your accent, Pablo.
Could you want to talk to my wife, Yang?
Yeah, oh, okay, yeah. We'll call your wife, Yang, and we'll ask her if you're American. And then we'll call my wife, Yennefer, and his wife, Yakeling, too.
It's ringing.
Hola.
I'm an American!
Yeah.
I swear on a flag!
Hey, watch your language.
Okay, we have our results. Negative side effects with only 3 of 14 participants in the study. That's not bad. Let's see now.
Hello.
Jill. Hi, Jill.
Dick.
You, isn't it?
Oh, honey, I can barely understand. Why are you doing that accent?
So bad. It's just different.
Hey, Dick, can we talk about this some other time?
Yeah, come on, go.
I gotta go in. I gotta go to bed. Coming?
I think I'm gonna shit in the car. And think for a while.
Okay. Don't think for too long. Gotta get up early. Soup kitchen stopped serving at 8.
You're still pretty.
I'm not playing anymore. I'm just about playing.
Oh my god, I'm really sorry for having offended thee.
It's okay! Put it back! Put it back! Okay!
I got the dog back. God.
Oh, Dick. It's beautiful. Oh, honey. Oh, Dick. I love you.
I love you.
Are these too big for my face?
Uh-huh. Well, now you look like the Unabomber.
Good.
What are you doing with Billy's squirt gun?
We followed the rules, and we got screwed. We were good people, honest people, and we got screwed! Damn it!
What are you gonna do now? Are you gonna rob a bank or something?
We got screwed over and over again, hon. Then I stole the lawn back, and you know what happened? We have a lawn now.
Yeah, but...
We're all just cavemen trying to protect our little patch of land. When I have a club, and I'm gonna take what I need.
Maybe you should steal some Prozac.
Keep laughing, Jane. Keep laughing, okay? I'll be back soon with the loot.
Oh, no, no, no. I'm coming. Miss this for the world.
Shoot yourself.
Guys, you're gonna need a good wheel, man. Okay, that's it. Joke's over. Let's go home.
I don't know. We haven't done the caper yet.
Wow. Okay. Well, then let's do it before, you know, we die of carbon monoxide poisoning. Oh, wait, when you're in there, will you get me some snow caps? Oh, no, raisinets. Raisinets. All right. Hi. You're thinking about new. Hi. New. And don't forget to kill the witnesses, hon. Okay.
Thank you.
brain freeze. Forget that.
I got something else.
Right here.
Hey, Jade, take a break. I got this one. That'll be 129, please.
Go! Jay, go! Just go!
You did it?
Who did this? That was wild. That was
you
wild!
You actually robbed that place?
No, but I had a slushie and I didn't even pay for it.
Problems are pretty much over.
Gee, just drive a car, okay? We'll find another place, okay?
Give me your money.
No, of course.
Dick?
Oh, my God. Ooh. Remember Jane? She's in the car.
Jane?
Hi, Garth. Ah.
And it's the guy Garth.
What's this?
From the barbecue.
Wait.
Oh, I had you going there.
Let me go. You scared me to death.
Well, you're a madman.
I mean, we should hang out soon.
All right.
Yeah. You want to hang out with Garth soon, hon?
All right.
All right.
Guys, just drive. Just drive the car.
Okay.
Okay, stop the car. That place is loaded.
They are ripe for the picking, and you are just the guy for the job. But seriously, doesn't this remind you of that movie, Kate, with Val Kilmer?
I'm trying my best here, huh?
There's nothing to be ashamed of, is all I'm saying. Dick, some people have that robbing thing, and some people don't. Maybe you're not a badass.
Hey, man, what can I do you for? You do me for all the money in the till. This is a stick-up.
Whoa, what's wrong with you, dude?
I'm married. That's what's wrong with me.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Move it, Paraquat. Come on, Zigzag.
He's robbing me.
Dick?
Robe.
Oh, God, okay. Oh, good. Well, sweetheart, I'm so good. Listen, hey, what are you doing? Are you crazy?
What am I doing?
Listen, put your hands down. We need a little bit of stress.
Why are you undercutting me here?
Actually, to be fair, we both
have. I'm trying to rob this man.
We don't need to do this.
I got to call about the mortgage. If we don't pay it tomorrow, the sheriff's coming to put us out on the street.
Get the money out of there right now! I mean it! Pull it out! Put it in his sock and let's go!
Women are a pace in person.
This is like jelly jar.
What?
What?
I don't think anybody's actually following us! Look out for that.
I mean, it's not like we stole from some old lady, you know?
Exactly. And you know, maybe we can figure out a way where we can give back some of what we've taken to other people who really need it.
We will. It's a definite possibility.
Want to grab a cup of coffee while we're in here?
I smoke. Sounds nice.
Yeah.
All right, everybody. This is a holdup. Get down on the ground. You won't get hurt. Whoa. Are you okay, hon?
I'm okay.
All right. You.
I'm okay.
Two ice smokers. Let's go. Move it. Move it.
Two ice smokers.
Yeah. Whipped cream. Whipped cream. Any whipped cream, hon, on yours?
No, thanks.
No whipped cream on hers.
No whipped cream.
Are these non-fat muffins? Are they non-fat muffins?
Well, I think so.
Okay. Hon, these are non-fat muffins. Get some of those.
Which ones? No, vanilla chocolate, vanilla chocolate.
Oh, wait, in the back, in the back.
This one?
No, that one.
Front?
No, that one. Okay. Okay, yeah, okay, that's good, that's good. Okay,
okay, nobody try to follow us, because we're desperate criminals, all right? We're crazy people, and I'll kill you all!
Coffee.
Oh, yeah, right.
Thanks a lot.
What are you doing in there?
What do you think?
Some of us on a motorcycle?
It's Evel Knievel, hon. I like the way it makes my butt look.
Mercedes out.
Bob Blaustein?
Bob Blaustein?
Oh, he works at Sonnet Global. Or should I say he worked at Sonnet Global?
Yeah.
If you're not careful, Sonnet Global is going to become the next Pyramid Tech.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Ouch.
Oh,
Dick. What have you been up to since Globodyne went under?
Just working at home, playing in the stock market. I tell you guys, it's like stealing money.
You're on fire, Dick.
Last job. Try to stay focused.
Oh, okay.
You let me hold that door for you, man.
Well, why, thank you.
You're welcome.
Oh, my goodness! This woman is fainted! Are you all right?
You might want to open her blouse so she can breathe.
Right.
No.
Let me get back here. Excuse me.
Yes.
May I help you?
Both, Inspector.
What happened to Phil?
Necrotizing fasciitis. Caused by an invasive streptococcus.
What?
Flesh-eating disorder. It's all over the money. Might want to wash your hands.
Former employees of the now defunct Globodyne were charged with armed robbery after holding
we
up a local branch of the
Dick, that could have been us.
What were we thinking?
Like this woman, Lily Seiler, a human resources manager, caught last May managing a different kind of resource, 220 kilos of Canada's finest marijuana.
I knew her. She always remembered everybody's birthday.
Or this man, Mark Fish, a former VP of Globodyne, who was arrested after using his home as the setting for secret high-stakes cockfights.
Mark Fish! He was such a nice guy.
Globodyne CFO Frank Bascom started serving on his 18 months next week.
18 months? That's nothing.
Bastard.
Trying to incriminate Jack McAllister.
Man, I don't think I got away with anything. The collapse of Globodyne hurt me financially and personally, just like any other employee. I'm sick about it. I'm ed up about it. Now watch this shot.
Did I get him?
Yeah, you did.
Great, come on.
Look at that guy. Everybody's in hell, he's on vacation, shooting stuff. Man, I hope every one of these bastards get what they deserve.
Prosecutors say next to be indicted will be company spin doctor Dick Harper. Harper gave
what?
Public misleading statement.
Indicted.
Globodyne's finances about 1 minute before the company.
Indicted?
That's not fair. They made you go on that show.
You hear what they said, Jane? I'm going to be indicted.
Yeah, but you only said what they told
indicted,
you.
Indicted, Jane! To. Indicted! I'm going to be indicted!
No, it is going to be okay.
Indicted!
Honey, Dick.
Indicted!
Honey.
I'm gonna be indicted!
Hold it, they can't. It's gonna be okay. Just calm down.
I can't calm down. I'm gonna be indicted! Indicted! Oh. I'm gonna be indicted! Indicted! I'm gonna be indicted! Yes!
You know, I haven't seen you in the downtown club for a while, sir.
Well,
this because I was very, very busy being indicted.
Wow! Look at all these negatives. You guys are my kind of peeps. Captains of industry, masters of the universe, presidents of Hair Club for Men.
That's a nice piece of hair.
You can't even see the tread marks. This squirrel died of natural causes. Excuse me, pardon me. I gotta get to the toppy tip of the financial summit!
Isn't anyone going to do anything?
This happens every week. This guy actually isn't that bad.
I'm a corporate puppet. And I'm gonna need some more string so I can go on believing I'll be a real voice someday when I'm being manipulated by the bullshit!
Oh my God, Dick. Come down from there.
Hun, I'm in the middle of a very important meeting.
Sweetie, you're standing on a table pretending to be a puppet.
Who's pretending?
Couldn't you just cut him off?
He only had half a beer.
Dick, long time no see.
Frank!
Come and make it in.
Frankie, how do you like those eggs? Florentine!
Oh. Wait, it was Jack. He siphoned off all of Globaldyne's assets, and then he dumped the stock. It was his plan from the beginning.
Son of a bitch!
That fucker!
Hun, language.
She's right.
Yeah, and I bet when you get out of prison, you'll get $20 million to keep your mouth shut.
No, 10. You think I could have gotten 20?
Jack. I want him!
Don't you think I feel terrible? Why do you think I'm drinking myself to death?
Well, instead of drinking, why don't you do something about it?
Yeah, Frank. Sometimes the cure is a clean conscience.
That is good.
Thanks, hon. I just thought of it.
You did?
Yeah. You're right. You're right. Help me up. Help me up. Yeah, help me up. I gotta think of something. Okay, just give me a minute. Just give me.
Hey! Hey! Not this time, Frank!
I'm sorry. What is force of habit? I know a way.
But it's really, really risky.
That's where Jack keeps it. $400 million in highly liquid U.S. bearer bonds.
So it's a vault job. Going after midnight, bypass security, and power tools.
It's a little simpler than that. Jack's gonna have to take those bonds out of the safe deposit box.
That should be fun for him.
Here's my babies.
So what's he gonna do with the money?
There it is, the Grand Cayman Bank.
Grand Cayman, what is this place?
It's where rich people go to evade taxes.
Bastards.
Honey.
They can't hear us. What's next?
Well, McAllister takes the bonds to an account representative who asks him for his signature to verify what they call membership. And then once the bonds are counted and confirmed, McAllister will receive a CRM-114 deposit form, and on this form he inputs his account number that only he and the bank know. And then the agent will take this to an authorization officer for further verification. Once the account representative has stamped and initialed the document, the account rep will take the CRM-114 back to McAllister for final approval before finalization.
I thought you said this was going to be simple.
Can you explain it again? Jane doesn't seem to understand.
Jane, it's simple.
It's so simple. Now listen.
all we have to do is switch McAllister's CRM-114 with his account number with one of our own.
So sorry.
A copy that we have made that has a number from an account that I have established.
And Jack sends the $400 million to us without knowing it.
That's, you got it. So simple.
That is beautiful. It's a switch.
It's a switch.
It's a simple switch.
It's a switch.
That is so sexy, man. That is unbelievable. That's going to be fun.
Yeah. Except Jane is going to have to do the switch, because if McAllister sees either one of us, he's going to know something's up.
And I
do nothing.
Well, I can do that.
Yeah. Okay. You do it, then. You're the one. Yep.
I mean,
no, it's
you
good.
Do it, except
no, you do it. You do it. You do it. You deserve to do it. Are you ready to make the switch? Do you have the form?
Right here.
I think we should practice the move one more time.
Oh, I got it.
Okay, fine. I won't even be involved, you know? I won't participate at all. You just do it. It's all
right.
You.
Let's do one. We'll do one just for good luck.
Oh, I got dressed up.
Okay.
No, you're not doing me any favors.
Get out of the car!
Right. I just think it's important. That's all. Okay, I'll be the bank representative, and you be you.
No.
What?
Well, Dick lost the form, so...
What?
So...
Do you have an extra copy?
Do you have any idea what I went through to get that form?
Oh, let me guess. A fifth of scotch!
You son of a...
Wait, stop!
Knock it off!
God, wait a second. Can we get another one? Is that possible? How can we do that?
You know what? I'm gonna take the car, and I'm gonna try to delay McAllister from getting here. He's here.
Oh, God.
He's here.
I'm going.
That was not cool.
Okay. It's very simple. I got it. Very simple. Go into the bank. Go into the office of the client relations coordinator. All the document forms are backed up on our hard disk, so you have to print one out.
Sorry?
It's me, Deb Festerbooth.
Hi. Hey. Oh, is that the legendary espresso machine?
Yeah. You want some?
Really, could I?
Sure, yeah.
Good to see you, sir.
From the fundraiser.
I'm truly sorry, but I really don't recall you, Miss...
Festerbrook, Booth. Yes. No, listen, this is crazy. You have to remember.
Here you go.
Thank you.
Oh, excuse me, that's my phone.
Oh, me too.
Grand Cayman Bank, how may I help you?
Karen Williams, please.
This is Karen?
Yes, Mrs. Williams. This is Officer Red Green of the MVPDL. And we've recovered a stolen vehicle that is registered in your name, and we'd appreciate it if you could come down to the impound lot and...
What? My car's been stolen?
Don't you remember my tattoo of a great monkey on my ass?
Someone stole my car right out of the parking lot.
Yeah.
It's Dick. I got it.
Dick?
Yeah.
Is the client relations coordinator a blonde woman with a red scarf?
Yeah.
Because I think she just noticed that her car isn't stolen.
What's the account number?
PN597.
Uh-huh. 2K40.
Oh my God.
Got it.
Oh my God, my car.
I'm sorry. I didn't see you there.
What is wrong with you?
What's wrong with me? You're parked in the handicap space.
That's not a handicap space.
It is now.
Yes.
It's too late. The account rep's authorizing the CRM 114, right?
Man!
Wait a second. He's not going back into the room. Where's he going?
I'm gonna go down there and get this stamped and initialed. You can stall him.
Oh, he's falling.
Hey, Spence. Good to see you again. How you been?
Well, thank you.
Can you excuse me for a moment?
Of course.
You know.
Hey, Dick, I'm probably going to be arrested for DWI, so I won't be there when you get out.
Can we talk about this later?
Look what I found in the guy's car. This car right here.
Because I don't wish to discuss this in front of the branch employees, that's why.
Well, nobody likes to be the bad guy, Bill, but here I am.
Chopping hands.
I already verified.
I understand the need for layoffs. I'm just concerned about bank morale.
All right, really? Thank you very much. Thank you. Madam, can I have my form back?
What did you just call me?
I just don't want to start a bloodbath.
Can I have my form back?
Your form?
Is that the correct spelling of your name?
Why don't I just do this for you, sir? My form.
Oh. You know, there is one bright light down here. His name is Spencer. The guy with the stampy thing? He's top drawer.
Thank you, sir.
Dick? Dick? Jack McAllister.
Oh, you just struck me.
Look at you. Look what the cat coughed up. My gosh, you've got an impressive swath, I'll tell you that much. And you smell good, too, you devil.
Just hold on a second. What do you say we just put all this behind us?
Dick, what are you doing here?
You know, working. Mostly here, temporarily, over in transfers.
Okay, just
I heard you left town for a while.
Yeah, I was in Mexico for a while, but most of all, I've been working in transfers.
Oh, finally, poppycock.
You are my greatest inspiration.
So there's no hard feelings about the whole Globinon thing?
Hey, you did the best you could, and that's all anybody could ask for, right?
Very decent of you to say. Like my granddaddy always used to tell me.
Bye.
Oh, my kids.
Miss McAllister, please.
I don't know. I think I might have made a mistake.
Oh, you're great.
No.
Days like this, I tell you, they make my hands shake. You know what I'm saying?
I can imagine.
What's he doing?
I don't know. What is he doing?
We got one situation here now, fellas, which is that number wrong. That's incorrect right there.
Did he see us? I think he saw you.
I think he saw you.
You were the one sticking your big head out there.
I gotta hit the road here, fellas, so I'm gonna sign this for you. Then you're gonna change that for me.
Yes, of course.
You know, this is really not the time.
It's really not the
time. Oh, God, he's coming. He's coming.
Jack, hey. It was great seeing you.
Where's Frank Bascom?
Come again?
You didn't think I'd catch that now, did you?
What do you mean?
All right, Dick, here's what you're going to do. You're going to turn around. You're going to march out of here right now. You're going to take little Goldilocks there with you. And I won't put the two of you in prison for a very long time.
Actually, honey, I think that sounds pretty good. I think we should take it, you know.
You think so, hon? Because I don't.
Dick Harper!
I've been terminated, bankrupted, deported, and blackmailed because of you. And I'm not leaving here without your money.
What you gonna do, Dick? Shoot me if I don't approve that form?
Write me a check.
You are kidding me.
Dick, it's not gonna do us any good. He's just gonna cancel it the minute we walk out of here.
I don't care. I don't care. I'm not walking out of this bank empty-handed.
All right, Dick, I'm gonna write you a check. I'm gonna need my hand back, though.
Gladly.
All right, yes, sir. I'm gonna write you that check. And what's more, I'm not going to cancel it as soon as I leave the bank, because I think it takes a lot of cojones to do what you two have done here today. And I admire that. So, here you go. Just a little something to show you what I think you're worth. Y'all take care now.
Do you still have McAllister's form?
Why?
Because I just got his signature. Weren't you an art major?
Dick Harper! I had no idea what you were doing. I was completely fooled. I thought I didn't know you could act.
Hun. In 10th grade, I played Biff in Death of a Salesman.
Oh, that's wow.
See the way I got my eyes watering up? Yes, sir. Now, right there.
Married to a genius.
It's a turn on, isn't it?
Oh, you're a criminal.
I'm a hardened criminal. First, we need to talk to Spencer. Are you in the habit of signing things without looking at them?
Miss Shankar, I'm gonna be home by 6.
Jack, everybody's really pumped. Come on!
Is this some kind of a joke, Dick? Are you still trying to get even with me?
Why would I want to get even with the most generous man on the planet? I still can't believe you did that. Jane and I were way off base. He's on in 20, right? Let's hook him up.
Wait, on what?
Sam Samuels, my rifle. Oh, and here are some suggested responses.
Live to Southern California, where, in the most stunning act of personal generosity, Jack McAllister, former CEO of Globaldyne...
I'm your VP of Communications, Jack.
...funded the defunct corporation's struggling pension fund.
What? You said I just did what?
I love this guy. But, seriously, Jack, what made you do it?
Well, Sam, I realized, Sam, that since the employees of Globadyne had given me so much, it was time for me to give back to them. So yesterday, I wire transferred $400 million into the newly created Globadyne Pension Relief Fund.
Let's take a look at what happened today when the first ex-Global Dine employees received their shares of money. Many of these people had their entire life savings invested in the company and were delighted to learn their pensions had been returned. It is the first time in U.S. corporate history that a CEO has personally funded a bankrupted pension plan. This incredible gesture won't soon be forgotten by the people whose lives it has so dramatically affected. And this is just the beginning in the comics. Thousands more will be receiving a check for the full value of their lost pensions and life savings.
They love you, Jack. Now go to hell.
You consider yourself a lot of
Jack, just get off the hook.
Mira nuestra hermosa familia.
My name is Dick Harper.
Mi nombre es Dick Harper.
I agree.
Hey, Harpers, stick them up.
Look who it is.
Hey, Garth.
How are you doing, Garth?
Great. Hey, how do you like the new wheels?
Nice.
Hooked up with a new company. Great benefits.
Yeah?
Yeah. They trade energy. It's called Enron.
Huh.
All the moon belongs to everyone. The best things in life, they're free. Stars belong to everyone. They gleam there for you and for me. Flowers in spring, the robins that sing, the sunbeams that shine, they're yours and they're mine. Love can come to everyone. Best things in life, they're free. Moon belongs to everyone. The best things in life, they're free. Stars belong to everyone. They glitter there for you and me. Flowers in spring, the robin that sing, sunbeam to shine, all the yours and the mine, y'all. Love can come to everyone. Best things in life.
Thank you.